key organizations too. Other organization research and develop recommendations, products, and services to support end-of-life and palliative care. These include National Patient Safety Agency, NPSA. The NPSA leads and contributes to improved patient care by informing, supporting, and influencing organizations and people in healthcare. They are an arm's-length body of the Department of Health and cover the UK Health Service. Their main aim is to reduce risks to patients receiving NHS care and improve safety. Current projects they are leading include electronic prescription services, auto ID and automation technologies, more responsibilities for pharmacy technicians, and enhanced pharmacy services. General Medical Council, GMC. The GMC are an independent organisation that helps to protect patients and improve medical education and practice across the UK. They believe every patient should have access to the highest standard of care. They decide which doctors are qualified to work in the UK and oversee UK medical education and training. They set the standards that doctors need to follow, and make sure that they continue to meet these standards throughout their careers. They take action to prevent doctors from putting the safety of patients, or the public's confidence in doctors, at risk. British Medical Association, BMA. The British Medical Association, BMA, is the trade union and professional body for 170,000 doctors in the UK, led by a team of executive directors working towards objectives set by the BMA Council. The BMA has published extensive research and recommendations, aimed at addressing the current shortfall in end-of-life care provisions, updated September 2020. This includes evidence on the provision of, and training in, end-of-life care in the UK. Evidence on the practical challenges with delivering that care, including the assessment of mental capacity, the difficulties of accurate prognostication, and prescribing analgesics at the end of life. An analysis of the debate and development of the law on assisted dying in the UK. International evidence on how assisted dying operates in jurisdictions where it is legal. National Palliative and End-of-Life Partnership. This is a broad partnership of national organisations working in England, with a commitment to improving end-of-life care. It developed a framework for improved care from 2015 to 2020, and includes, amongst other organisations, the Association for Palliative Medicine, Association of Palliative Care Social Worker, Care Quality Commission, College of Healthcare Chaplains, General Medical Council, Macmillan Cancer, Support Royal College of General Practitioners, Marie Curie, Motor Neurone Disease Association and Together for Short Lives. Practitioners can refer to tools such as the Gold Standards Framework, the Amber Care Bundle or the Supportive and Palliative Care Indicators Tool, SPICT. This will enable health and social care practitioners to start discussions about advanced care planning, provide the care needed, and to support people's preferences for where they would like to be cared for and die.